Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're here with Wilson Leung, who's director at Trendsetter FX. How are you today, Wilson?
I'm very well, thank you. Good morning.
Right. We've asked you to go for Mission Impossible ahead of the Fed and the BOJ. I would regard it as rather easy, but some people find it a bit more difficult than me. But obviously, I'm going to speak maybe more generally about the technicals on dollar-yen.
Well, I think that to put things in the right perspective is the BOJ first and then the Fed later in that order, because we're going to receive the outcome of the BOJ's monetary policy decision. But I think that your viewers obviously would have received a lot of different comments about what BOJ will do and then what the Fed will do. So I think that most likely that the BOJ members will be sort of reluctant, to do anything aggressive tomorrow lunchtime in Asia ahead of the Fed's decision there. So I think that they may disappoint the market by not doing anything bold, in my opinion. If that's the case, then the dollar yen will come under maybe a temporary setting pressure, because they want to test the downside. But then that's going to be probably short-lived, because most traders may want to keep their powder dry and wait for the Fed's decision. So what's your... the people that you've been interviewing are expecting the Fed to stand pat. I think that's the consensus, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. Standing pat is consensus, yes.
Right. So if that's the case, then that would add credence to my near-term mildly bearish outlook on the dollar-yen. But anyway, from a technical perspective, it can be boring or exciting if you're non-technical. Buff, then obviously it's boring, because we've been seeing the dollar-yen swinging wildly, but generally sideways in the last 3 months, as you can see from a daily chart. We've hit a 2.5-year low earlier in June at 99 even, and then that was the Brexit low, and then from there we had a pretty nasty short covering rebound to 107.49 back in July.
Yeah.
Since then, price has swung wildly. So from the technical perspective, it is like a triangle formation. So that means that the longer-term downtrend, which I will cover later on, will resume, but not anytime soon. So looking at the chart that I've given you, the three-legged up move from 99 to 107.49, that's what we call the A-leg top, and subsequent decline to August low, 99.54, is the B-leg terminus. And then a little bit more trickier now, because it's never an exact science to predict the triangle tops and bottoms. So from 99.54 to 104.32 at the beginning of September, that marks to me either the C-leg terminus or the first of the C-leg. So whatever outcome is going to unfold, looks like the dollar will come down again, probably breaking 101.21 support. But if the triangle scenario holds true, then the decline would find buying above the B-leg low. That's 99.54. So that 99.54 is what I would call a pivotal support. So unless that 99.54 is broken, then the triangle formation would continue, to dominate the choppy sideways trading that we have been seeing in the last 3 months. So in a nutshell, if the trader thinks that BOJ will do nothing tomorrow and the Fed may keep the market, waiting a little bit longer for not doing anything, then markets obviously would test the downside. And but obviously, that the 100 to 99.54 support area, I think that that may be a tough nut to crack without any bearish fundamentals on the U.S. dollar. So so that would fit in the triangle scenario quite well. That we see a downside push, but then we cannot break the 100 mark, and then we see frustrated shorts to cover their position towards the end of the week. So
let's just go to the weekly chart. So on the weekly chart, it's not an entirely alien idea to that either. That you have the MACD still in the positive. So that's, I suppose, gives us the idea that there would be a push higher.
Right, as you can see that you can see a little more, the triangle formation looks a little bit more obvious on the weekly chart. But having said that, you can see that price is still trading well below the two moving averages, suggesting that the overall longer-term downtrend still remains intact. So if my triangle scenario turned out to be correct, then I think that once we've seen a downside push and fails, then we'll see a bounce back above 104.38.32, the so-called the C-leg top, which I think is the first of the C-leg top rather than the C-leg terminus. Then we'll see a bounce back to maybe 105, 106, but you know, failing below the 107.49. So for those who are long-term dollar bearish, so I think that selling the dollar yen on rally anywhere from 105, 106 would be good. Obviously, you have to do a scale-up selling and not putting all your trades in one go. And then stop loss, you put it above the A-leg top, 107.49. And then downside objective, either you can do projection or retracement, but to make life easier, the entire long-term rise from the historic low that I mentioned again and again in 2011, that's 75.32, and then the price rose for to 105.26 last year. That's a near 13-year high. And the 61.8% retracement of this entire up move, to remind everyone, is 94.62. Just call it just below the 95 psychological level that the BOJ would want to probably defend. So I think if dollar trades consistently below 100, the BOJ would feel very uncomfortable about that, and I'm sure that apart from rhetoric, they have to do something to support the dollar from moving lower. But
Wilson Young, we're just out of time now, but thank you very much. We'll remember your words and see what happens later this week. But Wilson Young, director at Trendsetter FX, thanks very much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.